CliffCentral.com.
Yena funa hamba kongo. Hey, what's up, everybody? Uma Raza Law, a.k.a. Mr. Quan, a.k.a. P-L-I-N-D, and you're listening to the Unplugged Radio Show, 12 to 1 p.m. every single Thursday on Cliff Central. It's too short, like me.
It's too short, like Maraza. It's too short like Maraza. What's happening, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to Unplugged and In Charge. This is your boy Vaughn Thiel. I'm hanging out with my boy Simpiwe Petros because, you know, while I'm talking to you guys, you know what's crazy? My producer is standing up, like standing in the glass mirror, moving her hands up and down, trying to get our levels right. More down, Palesa, must I go more down, must I go more down, must I go more down. Okay, thank you very much. Just before that was NDA by Nasty C. That song's been buzzing around the internet. That thing's been driving me crazy. And talking about NDA, I don't know if you guys know what it stands for, but it stands for New Dick Alert, right? but I mean, in today's show, we're going to be having a chat with somebody that should stand for New Degree Alert. What you saying, Simpia?
What up, man?
Yeah, man.
Yes, you know, like, my voice is a bit...
Does it sound a bit rusty?
A bit rusty. It's been a crazy week, man.
Have you been shouting at your girlfriend?
I don't have a girlfriend, bro.
So you've been shouting for a girl to be your girlfriend?
If only,
tough.
Dog.
It's
if
been
only,
tough.
If only, my man.
Out, yeah, no?
It's crazy out in these streets, dog. It's crazy.
And I feel you, man. But yeah, it's you and me in the studio today. Weza and Lesejo couldn't join us today. They're busy out. They're out there hustling and doing their thing.
Trying to change the world,
and
dog.
If you guys have noticed, we are on a sort of a rotation basis. I know if you guys are listening to us religiously, you might hear that one week it's me and Simpiwe, the next week it's Lesejo and Weza, me and was it Weza, and then Lesejo and Simpiwe and whatever else. And
you know, funny enough,
that's because we have to keep it fresh, we have to keep the energy going, and it's been really working really well lately, man. So you gotta switch it up.
You know, funny enough, I haven't seen Lesejo since like March, dog. I feel like...
Oh, really?
I feel like somebody needs to sort out that schedule, man.
It's
like,
been tricky, you know? Let's talk to the producer, though.
Yeah, we must talk to the producer.
What's happening, Spokuzi? If you're listening to this, bro, sort out that... that schedule, man. Simpiwe's missing Lesejo. I know if you guys are missing Lesejo, you can catch him on social media, like all of us, at V_TheEverything, at Simpiwe Petros, at LSG Mpanga, and at Weza, that guy. If you guys want to tweet us with anything, the guys, even though they're not in studio, they are active on social media. They do join into the conversations because we are a bigger team than the two of us, obviously, or the
exactly.
Two people in the studio every single week.
What's our hashtag, dog?
Hashtag Unplugged Radio Show, man.
You know it, dog.
You know, dog. Like, what else could it be? But yeah, we've got a jam-packed show with you for you guys today. We've got some interesting guests that are going to be calling in. We've actually got who's the girl we got calling in? She's the youngest African to achieve a PhD, right?
Yeah, bro.
That's crazy.
Musawinkosi Saurombe, yo.
Oh, that's that name. You need a PhD to say that name.
Dog. Hey, it's quite a name, bro.
Yeah, so we got her calling in, which is gonna be pretty cool. I'm quite interested to hear how somebody got a PhD by the age of 23. It makes me think, you know, what did I do by 23? I got my first internship. Like, shout out.
It was at 23. Yes, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yes. Where were you at 23?
Yo, bro, I think I was finishing my final year.
Yo, let's be honest. We actually started here at 23.
Dog.
What am I saying? Keep your PhD. Yo, I was on Cliff Central at 23
we were
years
out
old,
here.
Man. What are you saying?
Now I remember.
Yeah, no. So that was the first time we were on air. Thank you guys for obviously supporting us for so long. It's been really, really amazing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we got her calling in. That's why I was talking about the new degree alerts, because she's got a PhD, and we all know that that's nothing that comes easy. And then we've got someone to come in here to talk to us about health tips and taking care of ourselves, right?
Yeah, Spiwa Sitoli. She's gonna come in a couple of minutes. She's gonna share some nail and skin tips for the ladies out there.
Oh,
ladies, what up?
Yeah, for the ladies, yo, man. If you guys feel like you need some tips, I know, because I mean, like, look, guys, I go to the clubs and some of y'all need tips. I'm just saying, there's some of you out there that need tips. You know what I'm saying? It's a bit tricky, but we make it work. So I was actually having a conversation with someone this weekend.
Yeah.
About ladies.
Yeah.
But it was really in the angle of it was more in the angle of like sexual health, right?
Oh, right.
Yeah, because like, you know, I'm out in the club and I'm just having a look at what's going on around me, and I'm just thinking to myself, yo, I hope people like keep themselves safe. You know what I mean?
Dog.
Because the last thing you want is to run into some sort of an infection, right? So I think it led me to a topic that I think we're going to be discussing.
Okay.
Should this show allow it, we will do it.
Okay.
Should it not, tune in next week, or the next week you see Simpiwe and Vaughn on the lineup. I want you guys to make sure you tune in. Make sure you get that podcast. Because I already see, honestly, I already see the headline. I already see the headline for the next section. So if you guys are listening to this right now, make sure you get the next couple of podcasts because it is going to be a lit conversation. The conversation that I had with my friend turned into some other thing. And I thought to myself, I need to put this on radio, man. I need to put this on radio.
Nah, dog, I think this show needs to allow. Like, can the shortest hour in the week become one of the longest hours in the week where we can discuss a whole lot of things? Because, man, I feel like we're unplugged, dog. So we must be free to talk about anything and everything. Sometimes we might divert from a topic just to come back at the end of the day. So I'm keen, dog. Like, I'm not even ready. I don't even know what you guys discuss, but I'm ready.
Yeah, I know you're ready, man. You're ready for anything. And so should you guys be because, I think, like, being a young person, in 2017, we should be open to having all kinds of conversations, whether they make us awkward, whether they make us whether they make us think, whether they make us angry. We should be open to them because the more we have these conversations, the better the situation could turn out to be for all of us, right? Talking about bettering our situations for ourselves, tell me, bro.
Yeah.
Since I saw you last, since you and me put together some classic work, right? You know what I'm saying?
Talking about freedom and stuff. Yeah, I remember that one.
Since last week, if you guys got that podcast, hit us up about that because that was something that was buzzing. People were DMing me, telling me that, giving me some actual, like some people actually told me that I need to read a little bit more, and I was like, thank you very much. And then other people were like, you know what, bro, I actually appreciate your opinion on it, and it was fairly thought provoking, you know. So I actually like you guys more than the others. Other guys, you know, you guys kiss my ass, but
kiss my ass,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you guys gotta get that podcast. But today, I want to know from that time I saw you, bro, from Freedom Day, April 2017, to today, the 4th of May, what have you done? What have you done that's bettered your situation, my brother?
Hey, Spry, you know, I had a good conversation with a friend of mine this past week. Okay. When was the last time you saw Sanele, dog? It's been a while, right?
Oh, man, yeah. It's been a minute since I saw Sanele. Shout out to Sanele. He's a music producer.
Yeah.
He's making some cool stuff with the rapper called MCK, right?
Yeah, dog. So we had a discussion this past week. We were catching up after a long time. And the one thing that we spoke about is how we can keep going in the midst of our frustrations. You know, like, it's one thing to know where you want to go, but this journey is long and tough. And I think J. Cole said it best. There's beauty in the struggle, dog. There's beauty in the struggle because your character is continually developed. And one thing about characters that I realized that in this past week is that character will take you places that talent won't even be able to keep you at, dog. So be faithful in the journey.
Wait, reverse. Hey, what about character?
So character will take you places that even talent can't keep you at.
Ooh, preach, baby. Preach to the people, Sim.
So it's a really important thing to realize. And the only way that you can develop your character is being faithful through your frustrations, being patient and persevering patiently, and fighting faithfully at the end of the day, because that's what life is all about. So we spoke this week about hustling so hard that when you leave this planet Earth, you say, okay, there's nothing more I could have done. Even if you fail, at least you know that you did everything that you could do.
About putting in the effort.
Yeah, dog. It's not even about the success anymore. It's about making sure that you've done everything that you can to ensure that you build your dream. If your dream doesn't come to fruition, at least you tried. I'm not here to regret not trying. That's not what life is about. So that was a very interesting conversation. I was feeling a bit discouraged and frustrated
Were you a bit annoyed?
Yeah, because I mean, I've been talking to you about this also. I mean, I just wish things would happen already.
Yeah,
dog.
You wanted things to move quick.
Dog,
I feel you.
But like, I think there's something that I need to learn. God is trying to teach me something out here.
Okay.
And I'm appreciating the journey now. I'm out here embracing the journey because at the end of the day, I realized that I made the choice to be where I'm at. And I could have easily been where I used to be, but I'm grateful that I'm not there because that was an even more depressing stage of my life.
Oh, for real.
So yeah, I'm at a good space right now. I'm excited and expectant because the future is a lot brighter than what it is right now, what the current present is, dog. So we gotta sow those seeds, we gotta dig some serious ditches and make sure that we're ready for when harvest comes through.
Man, you know, that's some word for your ass. If you guys want more of that, you gotta follow Sim on Twitter, because Sim on Twitter is like, he's like the factory of like motivational things. Like, they just come flying out, man.
Hey, man.
Sometimes I gotta go into your Twitter like on a Monday. I just gotta read like a few tweets, and I'm like, alright, cool. I'm cool now. I can go sit in the boardroom and I can feel good about myself.
Shout out.
Yeah, so you gotta follow some people on Twitter if you want more of that. And that's very dope, bro, and that's very, very true, man. That's very true. Sometimes we don't understand the journey we go through. We only understand it in hindsight. And you know, based on that reality, sometimes we should kind of take note of what we are going through. And if there's beauty in the struggle, then notice it and understand it and embrace it and culture it and take it with you into your new phase that you walk into or that you move into. Because without, you know, without developing those characteristics during the times that are tough, you know, how are you going to really truly appreciate and identify the good opportunities and the good times?
Straight up, it's the real truth, dog. We got to keep on hustling no matter what.
It's not the easiest thing to do. I mean, it's probably easier said than done,
because there's no such thing as overnight success, dog.
Nah, it's never been. There's never been that. It's never happened. I've never heard of somebody that's an overnight success. Besides, if you're like into, like, if you're a porn star. Like, porn stars have overnight success, yo. People that, like, have actual jobs and, like, actual things. Okay, I'm not saying, okay, hey, porn star's gonna probably tweet me and say, it is an actual job, you know, whatever, man.
Shout
kiss
out.
My ass. You know,
at least they listen to the show, dog. Shout out for listening, yeah.
Shout out to listening to the show. You are definitely unplugged and in charge.
So, what's been happening your side, bro?
Man, I've been having a busy week, bro. I've been working on some proposals.
Yeah.
I've been working on a campaign that I'm busy running, you know, Young Entrepreneurs. If you want to know about that, check me out on social media. You'll find all the links. It's definitely something that young entrepreneurs should definitely pursue. And also, we've been working on the music, man. Shane's going to be releasing soon. We're releasing a new single soon, and then the album's coming like real soon too. We're just waiting for some samples to clear. So it's been a really exciting week. Challenging, like it always is, you know what I'm saying? It's never something that you just breeze through, but it's a nice thing to wake up in the morning and do something that you enjoy doing, as challenging as that can be.
Yeah.
You know, it's a fulfilling feeling. So it's been good, man. I can't complain. I don't find the need to complain, even if things are not as you wish they were, because, you know, when you wake up and you pursue something that you're passionate about, there's nothing that can really, really get you down. You know what I mean?
Exactly, dog.
So, yeah, man, it's been really interesting, and I grow every week, and it's something that I think I like to talk to people about too. You know, you guys listening at home, you guys have probably had, I'm actually sure that you actually have, to be honest, in more interesting weeks than we have. So if you guys want to let us know what you've done, Hit us up on Twitter.
Yeah.
Do not hesitate. Let us know what you've done this week. Let us know what you're working on. Let us have conversations, because that's what it's about. That's what it's about now, man. We wanna know what young people are doing, because you never know. There could be something Slim might want to plug into.
Yeah.
There might be something I want to plug into. You know, there might be something that you inspire me to do, and I inspire you to do. And you know, if you've got the opportunity to connect with people that you're not in the room with, then why not? Let's do it. Let's make it happen, man.
Let's collaborate. I think collaboration is the most powerful thing that we can use to build our future. Like, and you know, you're not going to build your future by yourself. That's the one thing that I realized. You got to surround yourself with people that are going to propel you and push you into that future. So it's time to rise up, guys. Let's do the most.
You know what? I agree with you, bro. And if you don't collaborate, we don't create opportunity. Do you know what I mean? Nothing great happens in isolation.
Exactly.
And I was actually listening to a conversation by a lady that wrote a book. And I say a lady that wrote a book because, typical me, I can't remember the book's name or the lady's name.
Yes.
But I remember the lesson.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I'm saying? It's like everybody has these stories like, oh, but the Bible says this, the Quran says this, the this says this. I asked them, yo, man, did you get the message? That's what matters, right?
The crux of the matter.
Yeah. Do you get the point? Who cares who said it? Right?
Yeah.
But I was listening to this lady have a conversation about this book she wrote, and she was talking about diversity. And obviously it was the angle of obviously black empowerment and, you know, racism and that type of thing that Africa experiences, specifically South Africa and the States. And she was saying that the most creative, the most ambitious, the most successful young people of today are the ones who are the most diverse. She said that there is such great opportunity in diversity when it comes to thinking of ideas. Because if you have the ability to submerge yourself within diverse cultures, you have the ability to change perspectives on different things that you're working on, you know?
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't really recognize that they're in such a privileged situation, in the sense that we can be amongst so many different races, cultures, and languages,
yeah,
and religions, that, you know, they kind of they kind of miss out in the opportunity to embrace it,
yeah,
and to actually nurture it and use it in a way to create or to do business, or you know, just as a way of living. So she was saying that in diversity there is such opportunity and massive creatives, young people that are living today. And I thought about it, and I just thought about my immediate friends that, yeah, I hang with. And you guys should do the same. Think about the 5 to 10 people that you see regularly. Think about if they are diverse people or if they're not. And then think about whether or not you see them as people that are creative, people that are entrepreneurial, people that are smart.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Think about that. And then you'll see that she's actually right. Your friends that are more diverse are usually a little more creative, a little more smarter, a little bit more intellectual, a little bit more well put together than the ones that are maybe ignorant.
It's because they're more open to the different thing, the differences that we all have in life. And I think that's what empowers them to really be more creative. Mm. Hey, diversity is a powerful thing, man. Like, it's a beautiful thing. And
we're so lucky we have it in abundance in South Africa.
Exactly. That's what I was just about to say. In South Africa, we are so privileged to have such an opportunity to experience so many different cultures. I mean, people from all over the world come to South Africa, bro. Like, it's a beautiful thing, man. I think I'm going to marry a girl that's just from some other side of the world, dog. Like,
yeah, I feel you, right?
Just from some foreign just thing, dog. Some foreign flavor, dog. Like, I think I need some foreign flavor in my life.
You know what I'm saying? You need that spice.
Hey,
yeah,
man.
I feel you, man. Yo, if you guys downloaded this podcast in Puerto Rico, my name is Vaughn Thiel. You can find me on Facebook. I'm looking for you. If you are in Puerto Rico, I am looking for you. Come, hit me up. I'm trying to get you, baby.
I'm going
to
even say it in my home language. Mnandingo simpiwe Petros. That's all I buy. Silindele wena up. Kauze sitibane ke ngoku. You know, the neck is
let
a deep
be
thing, dog.
Let
gotta go.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for you. I'm ready.
Hey, yo, hit him back with a Spanish voice now. Hey, set the guy mouth. Talk about diversity. Shout out.
Oh, no.
If you guys want to hit us up on WhatsApp, you can at 079-748-2090. That's 079-748-2090. Join in the conversation. Maybe you want to talk about the girl that you want out there in Colombia, or maybe you want to talk about how diversity is a major key to our success. We're talking Generation Y. We're talking young people. We're talking being unplugged and in charge. We've got a couple of guests lined up.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty excited to talk to the lady about the health tips, because,
yeah,
I told you. I told you, my dog. I told you. I said, these ladies out there, I'm seeing them.
They need some tips.
Y'all need some tips, man.
It's about to go down, man.
You know, y'all need some tips. We're gonna bring in our first guest right after the song. I don't know if you guys are familiar, but I'm very familiar, because you gotta keep the homies as fresh as you possibly can. This is Shane Eagle with I'm Back.
What's poppin', everybody? This is your boy Shane Eagle, and you are tuning to the Unplugged Radio Show right here on Cliff Central.
You know what it is. That is Shane Eagle with I'm Back. Yo, man, that has got to be one of my favorite Shane Eagle songs, just because of the energy. When he performs that thing, he jumps in the crowd, the people lose their minds, they bash heads, they take their shirt off. I swear to them, they act like strippers. They act like strippers, bro. Sometimes like a rapper. Is this guy, who's this guy's fans, bro? I ask myself these questions, but thank you very much, you guys, for supporting Shane. I really appreciate it.
Shout out.
My hands together. It's very, very dope. But yeah, it's one of my favorite songs, Shane Eagle with I'm Back. And talking about I'm Back, and talking about, you know, bouncing back, like I was saying before the break.
Yeah.
Some of you people out there, man,
you gotta get some tips.
You guys gotta bounce back from that Friday night that I saw you. You guys gotta get back to shape, man.
It sounds like people are looking crusty, dog. All kinds of crusty.
Looking all kinds of crusty, bro. Looking all kinds of just, like, I'm trying to figure it out. Like, I don't know what's going on, but We got Spiwe in the building that's going to be talking to us, the owner from Body Avenue. What's happening, Spiwe?
Hi guys. It's a pleasure being here.
Are you intimidated by our crazy ass energy?
I was before, so I started listening.
Yeah.
And now I'm more relaxed.
Oh, really? Nice.
You guys are quite hilarious.
Oh, really? Do we have calming voices?
Yeah.
My mother never told me that. My mother used to tell me that I'm a loud kid and I need to calm down. But I'm really glad that my voice soothed you into the interview. Thank you very much for joining us, Phil. We want to talk to you about what it is you do and what health tips you have for these people that I keep seeing that are looking all kinds of crusty, man.
So Vaughn's trying to say he's trying to find a girl right now, and he just can't win at the moment because people are looking crusty.
I'm struggling.
No, that's okay. I've got a couple of tips for these ladies.
I'm happy now.
So hopefully you'll be seeing less of these crusty looking ladies.
Oh yeah, okay. Talk to me about those.
Anyway,
tips.
I'm Sipir from Body Avenue. We are a beauty salon in Kyalami Downs Shopping Center.
All right.
Yes, we recently opened in April actually, and well, I've got a few tips for ladies and men on how to take care of of your skin.
Yeah, let's talk about the men too.
Yeah, I think that's important. But wait, let's talk about first of all Body Avenue, because I mean, you said you started in April, right?
Yes.
What inspired you to start it? What's your background in the whole beauty care industry?
Okay, my background is as a model. I've been modeling for the past 5 years, so that's how I sort of got introduced into the beauty industry and all of that. So I've always been very interested in how I look and my skin and looking better and that kind of thing. And I've always wanted to be able to sort of help ladies as well, and ladies and men, and to look better. So that's why I came up with the idea of opening my own.
I must say, you do a good job of looking after yourself, because your skin is like radiating right now.
She's glowing in the studio right now.
Definitely, like we could switch the lights off and she'd light up the room. You really do look good. And I think it's important, right? I think it's important for us to take care of our skin. You know, I've run into some problems with my skin. Not necessarily like acne or anything like that, but more like autoimmune things that come out. Okay. No, like, yeah, other things, man. In fact, I found out about it today. Hey, but I'm still out here.
That's all right. With regards to that, I mean, we specialize in skincare, obviously, and when you come in, we're able to assess your skin and sort of guide you in the right direction of what products to use and what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing. But normally my go-to tips for everyone is to, first of all, make sure that you actually drink a lot of water in the day, so that you detox and whatever toxins are in your system are actually released, because that's one of the
but
things
how much
that
water
cause.
Though?
I'm thinking at least a liter of water in a day.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Can I mix half a liter of whiskey with that water?
No, definitely not. And alcohol is actually one of the causes of certain skin breakouts and all of that.
Okay.
So if you could just cut down on that, then you'll have
you'll be liberated.
Yes.
You see what I'm telling you about the club now.
Yes, so ladies and gents as well, if you cut down on alcohol intake, you'll get the results that you're looking for.
So, Spiva, I think let's make it personal now. Tell us about your skin regimen.
Okay, I've got a three-step skincare routine.
Yeah.
I've got three products that I use, I first of all cleanse my skin.
Carry on.
Cleanse.
Yeah.
So I make sure that the first step is to cleanse.
Yeah.
Then after cleansing, then I tone. Use a toner. I've got a toner.
Mm-hmm. Do you use cotton wool for that?
Yes.
I know what I'm talking about.
So you need cotton wool to apply your toner to your skin, and you let it air out for a few minutes before you apply your moisturizer. Your moisturizer is very important. It's my last step in my routine.
Yeah.
And with my skincare routine and also making sure that I eat healthy as well, and I exercise and I drink a lot of water, that sort of takes care of my skin.
Yeah.
Sure, there are instances where I do have breakouts, and there where I'll then get a serum which will then target the, you know, the spots and the blemishes and all of that.
Mm.
But that's basically it.
How long does it take you to do all of that?
Yeah,
it doesn't take about 10-15 minutes. It depends on how you know, hectic I am. If I'm in a hurry, then I'll rush the process.
Yeah.
But other than that, it doesn't really take long. I think we all have that 10, 15 minutes to spend the morning and at night before you go to bed.
I'll be honest. I'll be honest with you. That 10, 15 minutes is most probably in bed, like just getting ready to wake up because it's a journey, waking up in the morning.
You know what I'm saying?
It's emotional, bro.
It's a long thing, man.
Like, but
it isn't that long. I mean, like I said, it depends from person to person.
Yeah, yeah.
You could probably do it in less than the 10 minutes, but for me, I'd like to just take my time in doing that, making sure that
Making sure you look good.
I look good.
Looking good is a commitment. Just like it's tough going to the gym. Just like it's tough, you know, washing your skin and
it's
showering.
Never easy, but I mean, if you want to look good, then you've got to put in the work.
Yeah.
You've got to put in the effort and do what it takes.
Exactly.
Tell me
gotta do what it takes.
Tell me something. Now, makeup plays a major role in terms of skin. Tell us about the positives and negatives of makeup, because I think so many people get confused with that fact. Doesn't makeup necessarily clot or block your skin up?
Sure. With makeup, one key thing to do is to make sure that after a day of, you know, a busy day, at the end of the day, be sure to take the makeup off.
Yeah,
remove the makeup. Don't sleep with makeup, because that's when you run into problems of clogging your pores and then having breakouts and that kind of thing. So at the end of the day, it takes 5 minutes or even less. Just remove your makeup and then do the rest of your skincare routine, and you'll have good skin.
Free your skin, boo boo.
Yes,
free your skin, man.
Let your skin breathe, because at night, that's when your skin actually gets time to rejuvenate itself. So when
those late nights after Kong, Simpio, make sure you wash your makeup. I've been telling you to wipe it with the thing. You know what I'm saying, bro? I've been telling you.
I've been telling you about the foundation and mascara, bro. Like, what's your issue with the foundation and mascara?
Take
man?
That makeup off before you sleep, my dog. But that's very important, because when you sleep with it, it blocks the pores up, because that's how you know. That's sometimes how I can spot the side chicks. I spot the side chicks by that, because you know the side chick ain't washing the makeup off. The next day, she's got that damn makeup on.
Well, side chicks,
she's got the makeup on.
Please do carry makeup remover in your purse.
Yes, please, guys. There's a responsibility for all people here. Side guys, side girls.
Yes.
You know, let's just keep skincare products in your bag if you're going to be sleeping in different hotels every Saturday night. I'm just saying, man.
Let's liberate ourselves from the crustiness, like in a real way.
You know, let's liberate ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Let's make it a clear skin ending to this year. You know what I'm saying? If you got the last 6 to 7 months of this year, just make sure, man. Actually, make sure you keep your makeup removed in your damn bag. I ain't trying to wake up next to someone looking like a melted toy. You know what I'm saying?
So, Spiva, tell us, what's the future like? I mean, you've just started with your new business. What's the future?
Well, for now, I'm trying to work towards you know, establishing the brand and getting it up there, you know, building a bigger client base, you know. And in future, there are plans of expanding the brand and maybe franchising. So that's one of the plans for Body Avenue.
Okay, that's awesome.
To grow and to be accessible, you know, possibly around the country.
Yeah.
That sounds fantastic. Spiro, we're going to take a phone call right now. I want you to stay here because I like the way your face is glowing in front of me. and also you got some interesting things that I want to ask you about too. But I want to we're gonna have a conversation with the youngest lady in Africa to achieve a PhD.
At the age of 23.
Why are you still trying to pass your first year, yo, guys? Tune in and listen to this.
Mr. Ngosi, how are you?
Fine, thank you, sir. How are you?
I'm all good, thank you. Yes, it's quite an honor to have you in studio with us today.
It is an honor for me.
Tell us about your journey.
Okay, where do I begin?
Well, you can begin when you pass matric, because obviously you've got a PhD now, right? That's what the big thing is. We hear that you're the youngest lady in Africa with a PhD.
That is
crazy. What is your PhD in?
It is in industrial psychology, focusing on talent value proposition.
Wow, that is really 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 big, eh? Industrial psychology is quite a complex is quite a complex field. I know it can be challenging dealing with different characters in the working environments. Am I correct? You work very much in the HR sector, or what?
Exactly. That is very true.
That's a very commendable space to live in. So just walk us through the process from, you know, because I mean you're 23 years old with a PhD, which obviously.
How old did you start? Yeah, like, that's the first question.
That's what we want to know. Like, how old are you when you matriculated? Walk us through that journey and tell us how you got to where you are today. Because some people are still trying to pass their first year, and it's been 3 years.
Okay, well, I matriculated when I was 15 years old.
Whoa.
And yeah, I started my first year at 16. Now, during the course of my primary schooling and high school, I skipped a grade each. In primary, I skipped one grade, and also in secondary. So I was, 2 years ahead.
That's crazy.
Generally, yeah. So I did my bachelor's degree, completed it at 19, and then I did my honors for a year and completed 20. And then the master's program was supposed to be for 2 years. However, I managed to complete it in one, which is why I graduated when I was 21 for my master's.
Cool.
And then with the PhD, generally, you have about 4 years to complete. And I managed to complete in 1.5 years. So
that is crazy. You finished a 4-year course in 1.5 years.
Yes.
How did you do that? Because, you know, a year for everybody is 12 months. How did you squeeze 4 years into a year and a half?
It took a lot of hard work, determination, and I had to sacrifice a lot of things. You know, I still am a little bit socially aloof because I really had to seclude myself, of course.
Shucks,
and also forfeit a lot of pleasures that generally young people or my peers would enjoy. So
I've got a question, you know, based around that. Okay, so you've achieved this magnificent, like, this magnificent goal of reaching a PhD at the age of 23. I mean, that is absolutely, it's absolutely world class, and you deserve nothing less than a round of applause.
Shout out, yeah, man.
Thank you.
And then, you know, just because for the vibrations. But the thing that I want to ask is, from the bottom of your heart, mm-hmm. from the most honest place in your mind,
mm-hmm.
were the sacrifices worth it?
Most definitely.
Sure.
You can answer it that confidently.
I can.
So
okay.
you don't feel that you missed out on
your youth.
Important
yeah.
times of being young and experiences. You don't think you've missed out on those that would have contributed to perhaps a different aspect of your life as opposed to professionally?
Well, not necessarily, because when I say I had to sacrifice, it doesn't mean I completely cut out those aspects or facets of my life. It's just that I had to really diminish them so that the greater part could be this goal or objective that I was pursuing. And so where most people had, you know, let's say 100% social life, yeah. I had maybe 10%. And the sacrifice has been worth it because I always try to make the most out of whatever I do. And so even with that 10%, I did manage to have a lot of fun, and I've had so much support. And it's really been awesome.
That's so deep. Like, it's got me thinking now. Like, what price are you willing to pay? Like, because you exactly. literally broke records. Like, you've made history. History will remember you for your sacrifice. And my question to mm-hmm. you now is, like, what's your advice to a young person that's thinking of doing something similar to you?
Okay, my advice to a young person would be, keep pursuing your goal. You need to devise strategies that will assist you to arrive at the goal that you've set for yourself. Because if you don't have strategies and you have a goal, then it's like having a vehicle without an engine. You won't get to the place where you're supposed to. And also, always have a positive mindset. It begins with a single thought. Now, if I actually told you how this just came as a random idea, and then it built up, you know, through deliberation in my mind. And the more you think on that specific point, the more you obsess about it, and the more your life just gravitates towards that goal that you're pursuing. So as young people, it's important to understand that you need to find your purpose. And in finding your purpose, then you're able to achieve the goals that you've set for yourself. Also, to never let anyone tell you that you cannot do something.
Mm.
People don't have to understand your journey. That is not for you to explain yourself. A lot of people gave me different advice, you know, pertaining to my goal. They said, you'll be overqualified. Who's going to employ you? They told me, why don't you go and work first? They told me, no, you cannot do a 4-year program in less than that stipulated time. And I defied all those odds because that just pushed me even further and made me so adamant and determined to pursue that goal that I had set for myself. And so it's all about, you know, blocking out the negative voices that come, because they will come. And that is when you need to draw from within the strength to pursue what you have established for yourself.
So you put yourself through this massive sacrifice for purpose. What is your purpose, if you had to define it? Because are you working right now? Are you in a space where you can influence people? Has your sacrifice resulted in a professional career for you? Are you consulting? What is the role you play in society where you are actually impacting lives? And also, what do you see as your bigger purpose?
Most definitely. Currently, I am working with a lot of younger age groups. I have been engaged by I've received so much positive feedback from a lot of societies and organizations asking me to collaborate with them to speak to young people. I have been doing this before, but on a smaller scale. And so this exposure, the recent exposure, has kind of given me a larger scale, which means an expanded sphere of influence. And for me, purpose has to do with an aggregate perspective. If you claim to have discovered your purpose and it only benefits you, then that's probably not the right purpose, because as human beings, we exist to help others. And so if your purpose doesn't at least touch 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 increasing other lives, then you need to go back to the drawing board and discover your real purpose, because we are all connected some way or another. And if you're not helping somebody else to also reach their goal, then the purpose is somewhat frivolous. And so that is where I'm at right now, using the influence that I have, the voice that I have, to tell another young child that, you know, it's possible to do this.
Yeah.
And that is just what I'm looking at right now.
That's very powerful. Now, I want to ask you one more question from my side. From everything that you've experienced on this journey, what would you define greatness to be?
Well, I would say greatness is understanding your mind matter and self-mastery. Because there's an African proverb that says, if there is no enemy within, then the enemy without can do us no harm. And so if you know yourself, if you have mastered yourself, then all these extrinsic forces can never derail or diminish your perception of yourself. And that is very important, especially when you're one who is striving for greatness. It is imperative to know oneself so that you understand what your shortcomings are and how you can work from those, and also how you build on your strengths. Because also sometimes if you don't know yourself well enough, your strength can be the cause of your demise.
It's crazy. You sound like a young Oprah Winfrey. I must give you that much. You've got a lot of knowledge for someone who is 23 years old. And obviously holding a PhD is just a professional example of that. You know, you also sound like a very nice person. Do you have any social media handles people can follow you at, you know, after this conversation? I really think that you're someone that young people should, you know, look to for a little bit of advice, or just to look to for a little bit of inspiration, because you've done something really, really really crazy. I mean, you're 3 years younger than me, and you know, Awesome Pure and I are radio DJs. But hey, I also passed my degree. I'm also a qualified individual. Respect me, okay? You know what I'm saying?
That is awesome.
you guys at home that are listening to this, put respect on my name, and definitely put respect on Musa's name, because she has done something absolutely incredible. Where can we keep up with you?
Okay, so I've had to open a page on Facebook and also a Twitter account because of the overwhelming feedback. Of course, I cannot contain it on my personal account. So on Facebook, I'm available at Musawengosi Donia Saurombe - youngest female PhD holder in Africa.
That's a mouthful. I think you have to say that again.
Okay.
Say that again just for the people that don't have PhDs.
Okay, I'll say it a little bit slower this time.
Okay.
It's Musa Wengosi, that's one word.
Yeah.
Then Donia Saurombe, then hyphen or a dash, and then youngest female PhD holder in Africa.
And
that's for Facebook.
And Twitter?
Twitter is at Musa Saurombe. The M and the S are capital.
@MusaSaurombe. Okay, cool. We'll also tweet it out on our handles when we put the podcast out, and
we'll tag you in it. Yeah.
We tag you in the tweets and the Instagram posts, so that you can also so that you guys at home can follow this young lady. Thank you very much for calling in. We really appreciate listening to your story. I definitely feel like I need to go home and read a book. I don't know about you, Sim.
Hey, dog, it's got me thinking, like, what's the difference between a dash and a hyphen? Like,
my man, thank you so much for calling in, Musa. We really appreciate your time.
Keep an eye out for the podcast.
And
I will do.
Yeah, and any last words you want to say? Last sentence on your way out?
Mm-hmm. I'll just say to everyone out there, keep dreaming big and keep rising to the top.
Shout out to the people, Musa. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. Yo. If you guys just tuned in, if you guys only catch this part,
it's late for you.
You guys missed a really good conversation. That was Musa. She's the youngest PhD holder in Africa.
Mm.
That's crazy. She got a PhD in industrial psychology. So you know what? You know who I really feel sorry for?
Who?
That girl's man.
Oh, Lord.
That girl's man is going to be tricky. It's going to be tricky. We've still got Spew in the building. Spew has been sitting here with a big smile on her face. Now she's glowing, and she's radiating with a smile. So I'm trying to figure out, Spew, what is it that you thought of Musa there?
Wow, I'm so inspired by this young lady, and it's amazing how much wisdom she actually has for a person that age. You know, she's got so much knowledge to share, and I think I've learned quite a number of things from just listening to that conversation.
Yeah.
So, I'm actually inspired and motivated to do even better, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go out and get a PhD, but but yeah, I will do better in whatever I am doing.
You're gonna
now.
Do your thing at the end of the
day.
Yes,
I'm gonna do me,
exactly.
But even better.
Exactly. We gotta take it to the next level. I think you know what the theme for today's show should be titled, or the hashtag.
Oh, talk to me, bro.
Coupling Unplugged Radio Show. It should be Black Girl Magic, because that's
yes!
what it's called.
Yes!
That's what it's all been
black
about.
Black girl magic. I feel you, man. I feel you. And if you took the girl, I'd be called Black Magic, and that would be a different story. But that's actually a very cool thing. So look out for the title. Look out for the title, guys. Black Girl Magic. That's what it's really been about today. We really had some young, inspiring young African females in the building talking to us about what they're doing to change people's lives, to better people's lives. You know, it's really cool that on our show we get these young people, man. And there's so many of these young people out there. So many of us like-minded people in this country, that it gives me hope,
dog, in a major way. It gives me hope in the highest degree, because when people are doing what they're doing and being themselves and expressing themselves the way they're supposed to be, that inspires other people to do it. I think Musa said it so powerfully and perfectly. She said that purpose connects us. It brings us together to push ourselves to a greater stage.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, like, I'm really inspired. It's time to take things to the next level.
Definitely, man. We have to do what it takes to take us and everyone around us to the next level. Spirit, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your
time.
We really appreciate you giving those
lovely
tips. Because those tips are going to save our lives.
Those tips are going to help me. Those tips are going to help those side chicks. Yo, side chicks, keep makeup remover in your bag. That's what you got to take.
Yeah, those side chicks. And those tips
are going to save my foreign flavor, dog.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. They're going to make you guys look good. Guys, you know we want to look good. Yeah. Like, you have to look good. When you're 40, you want to look 30. When you're 30, you want to look 20. Like,
guys,
come on,
and
man.
Girls, by the way.
Guys and girls, absolutely. It's not just females. Yo, let me tell you something. Yeah. There are more crusty men out there than there are crusty females. Yeah. I tell you that much. You guys need a bar.
I agree.
Yeah. Speak a shout out. Now, that's the truth. Like, I know ladies look after themselves, but these men aren't here.
How do we keep in touch with you, Spew?
I'm sure you can follow our social media pages.
Yeah.
So it's at Body Avenue SA on Twitter, Body Avenue SA on Instagram, and our Facebook page is Body Avenue Nail and Skin.
All right, cool, man.
Yeah, so we provide tips as well on our pages, so awesome. Follow us and... you'll stop looking crusty and you'll, yeah.
Stop looking crusty.
It's a real thing, though.
And start taking care of yourself. Very important. I'm going to take some of that lesson.
That should be a hashtag.
hashtag stop looking crusty. You know what it is. You know where you got that. Y'all want the right.
It's unplugged.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Anytime
you want to come and drop a few more hints when you learn something new, let us know, because trust me, I'm definitely going to be on top of looking after my skin.
Yeah, especially looking after my beard, dog. I'm going to talk to you about that off air. It's time to take things to the next level.
Like, my beard looks like a tree and his looks like a little plant.
It's gonna look like a tree real soon.
Thank you very much, Spew. Till next time. Yo, man.
Yeah, man. It's been a session, bro.
I keep looking up at the clock and it feels like it's just running away from me.
Yeah, I know how that feels, dog.
Do you know what I mean, right?
Shortest hour on the week. You know what happens, man.
Every single time. But yeah, we really appreciate you guys tuning in. And if you've got this far in the podcast, that means you guys really do like us, and we really do like you.
You've actually hit legendary status.
Yeah, you are in fact a legend. If you listen to our podcast all the way to the end, we really appreciate you. And we'd like you guys to continue the conversation with us on social media. Tag Cliff Central at cliffcentral.com. Tag me at @V_the_everything, and tag Sim at Simpiwe Petros. We can take this conversation all the way through to next week if you want to. And in fact, give us ideas.
Yeah.
Talk to us about what you want to hear. Because sometimes I feel like I come up here and it's like I was in school telling an oral, just blah, 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 blah,
blah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And I sometimes feel like I just want to know what you guys want to know, man. And our job is to go and research, and our job is to go and find the angles and make it work. So
and
let
find
us
the
know.
Story, yeah.
Yeah, man, let us know, man. I've got something boiling up under the...
I'm ready for that.
We obviously didn't have enough time for this one, but I'm gonna put together a show concept real soon, and I'm gonna get like some real interesting guests in.
The conversation continues, though, on hashtag Unplugged Radio Show. Don't forget that, dog.
That's true. The conversation always continues.
Yeah.
Don't forget that part.
We correct each other all the time.
You know what I'm saying? The conversation always continues at hashtag Unplugged Radio Show. Just tweet us using that hashtag, and we will obviously interact with you guys and spread the word. And yeah, man, it's been a really good session. We're really, really happy every single time we hit this hour of the week. It's our favorite hour of the week. I hope it's your guys' favorite hour of the week. We've had some really cool guests in today, and just like Simpiwe said, today's theme was definitely Black Girl Magic. We had the youngest PhD holder in Africa on the phone with us. She's got a PhD in industrial psychology. We had business owner Spiwe with some extremely important tips for your skin and your appearance and your health. Come in and chat to us. And it's just been me and you talking our shit, doing our thing.
Our usual shit.
Do you know what I'm saying, man? Yeah. Making it happen, living unplugged and in charge. And every time you guys tune in, you join our tribe of young motivated, you know, creative and out the box thinkers. And that's what the culture we're trying to grow, and that's the culture that we believe is going to change the country. So until next time, man, Simpiwe, I want to hear what you got to say to the people just before we close off.
Do the most with your life. It's all about leaving your mark and creating the future. I'm out. CliffCentral.com